Hi, I'm Steve Westerly, and this is Beneficial Intelligence, a new weekly podcast with stories and pragmatic information for CIOs and other IT leaders. This week, competition. Let's see which billionaire gets to space first. Jeff Bezos announced that he would be flying his Blue Origin rocket to the edge of space on July 20th. In classic one-upmanship, Richard Branson decided that he would go first. So he decided that he would fly his Virgin Galactic spacecraft to the edge of space on July 11th. So barring any unfortunate mishaps, it looks like Branson will get there first. Elon Musk, of course, already has a rocket that is flying to the International Space Station, but he's too busy running Tesla to participate in the space tourism industry. Now, competition is what drives a lot of innovation forward. We see that billionaires apparently compete in building spacecraft. But the first spacecraft, the one that started this whole private space industry, was actually the result of a competition. The XPRIZE Foundation put up a prize of $10 million to the first private organization that would be able to launch a rocket to the edge of space, a crewed rocket, twice within 2 weeks. Now, that was something that sounded impossible back in the 1990s when they announced this prize. Back then, space travel was something done by government space agencies, and they were hugely expensive undertakings, and the idea of launching the same rocket twice within 2 weeks was completely unheard of. But it did spur a lot of innovation, and eventually, aerospace genius Bert Rutan managed to build a spacecraft funded in large part by another billionaire, one who is not going on the rockets here, but Microsoft billionaire Paul Allen was founding much of the development of Spaceship One by Bert Rutan. And that one did go to the edge of space and managed to win the X Prize. We also saw competition driving aviation forward in the early days. There was the Schneider Prize for the fastest aircraft. The aircraft would fly a triangular route and you would measure the speed. The first time that prize was awarded was in 1913, when the leading aircraft flew 45 miles per hour. A couple of decades later, in 1931, the winning aircraft flew 340 miles per hour. That aircraft actually was the foundation of the Rolls-Royce Merlin engine and the Spitfire that won Great Britain the Battle of Britain in 1940. So the prize and the competition was driving innovation forward. We wouldn't have self-driving cars today, or at least they wouldn't be as good as they are, if it hadn't been for DARPA. DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Organization, is spending money on research that might have a use for the U.S. military. And they put up the Grand Challenge in 2004. The challenge was to drive about 150 miles through the desert autonomously. A vehicle would have to be completely self-driving and complete this route. 13 teams qualified, but on race day, most of them didn't even get out of the starting area. And the car that got the furthest managed to get 7 miles before it got stuck on a rock. So wasn't a great success result-wise, but it had started the innovation. And all of the teams participating were using all of their data. And DARPA put up the grand challenge for the year after in 2005. A lot of teams competed, and especially the teams from two American universities were very aggressive in pushing their projects and making sure that they would be the one to win the prize. And Stanford and Carnegie Mellon ended up being really, really close. In 2005, most of the vehicles actually completed the 150-mile track. And the Stanford winner got through in 6 hours, 56 minutes, only 9 minutes ahead of the one from Carnegie Mellon. So in just 1 year from the total fiasco of 2004 to the success of 2005, the innovation and all of the energy that unleashed, the competition between two top U.S. universities, drove self-driving cars forward quite a lot. And today we see a lot of these features incorporated in standard vehicles. But competition can also be used to drive your projects forward. Are you using competition? You might have a competitor who is doing something in the same space where you are. Have someone look at their product, carefully examine it. Car manufacturers secretly buy up their competitors' cars and they carefully take them apart, teasing out all the little secrets, all of the product and process innovation that goes into a vehicle. So whenever there's a new BMW out, you can be sure that Audi and Mercedes is buying one and taking it apart and figuring out how they're doing all of the things they're doing. The other way around, when there's a new Mercedes or a new Audi out, their competitors will take it apart. When Tesla came out with the first Model S, all of the car makers got hands on an S model and started taking it apart, figuring out how could these people do something that the big car manufacturers thought was impossible. If you have a competitor, then make sure that everybody on the team knows who is the competitor and what is their unique selling proposition. What are they doing? What can your team do better? So if you have a competitor, then make sure everybody knows who that is so they know what the bar is. If you don't have a competitor, commission two projects. Now that sounds wasteful. It is wasteful, but it gives you speed. It unleashes creativity, energy. And if you have two teams competing, you will find that you will get the finished product shipped 30% faster, or the speed up will be even greater. So if you have a good business case, then you know what the value of getting to market is. You know what the profit that you're going to get from the business benefit the project implements. Then you'll know what is the value of getting to market 30% faster. You'll find that looking at the numbers, it will often pay handsomely to actually commission two projects in order to get them out quickly. It also gives you the advantage that you have a fallback project. If one of them should fail, and we know, you know, one out of four IT projects fail without delivering anything of value. So think about how you can leverage competition inside your organization. Look to your competitors or even establish internal competition, because competition will give you creativity, energy, and the most important thing you need in IT today, it will give you speed. Thank you for listening to Beneficial Intelligence, weekly podcast with stories and pragmatic information for CIOs and other IT leaders. If you like the content, please spread the word. If you have comments, please get in touch. My contact information is in the show notes. See you next week.